Rabbi, good night of Shabbos. Parshas Vayakel starts off with Shmiras HaShabbos, which is something which is Ibig Chazal many times in the Asiyas HaMishkon. But I want to discuss now a little bit what the Ritvaz explains the constant repetition of Shabbos in connection to the Mishkan. Clearly, there's a very strong connection between Shabbos and the Mishkan ad kedei kach that the lametes melachos of Shabbos are learned from the Mishkan. That melechas machsheves by Shabbos is that melecha that's machsheves in the Mishkan. So clearly, there's a unique connection. But the first thing to be aimed on is why did Moshe need to do this pahakel? Vayakel Moshe. What do you have to do hakel for Shabbos? First of all, Shabbos, we already had the biggest hakel for Shabbos. It's in Aseres HaDibros. Can't get a bigger hakel. We had a hakel of all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. You and I were there. So we don't need another hakel for Shabbos. But it starts with Shabbos. Vayakel Moshe is called Aspen Yisrael. Vayem Aleim Elad Vom Ashatziv Hashem. And then, immediately he gives us the Tzivu HaMishkan. Zeh Adova Asher Tzivu Hashem Leimon Chumi Yitchem Trumu Lashem. So we have to understand what's the Hakel and what's the Shabbos. In addition, the Gedolei Achronim HaOmed, the Ritvaz, Rav Shlomo Klugel, Rav Yosef Engel, they're all Omed on the contrast between the mitzvah of Shabbos and the mitzvah of the Mishkan, that the mitzvah of Shabbos is said b'loshen Eile, v'yoyim me'aleim Eile hadvorim asher tziva Hashem. Eile, these are the words. And by the Mishkan, it says v'yoyim me'moshe al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, zeh adov asher tziva Hashem. These are the words, zeh adov asher tziva Hashem. To strengthen that question, it would seem more logical that it should be the opposite. Because we know that Shabbos generically is a kapora for Avodah Zorah, famous Gemara on Shabbos, that even if somebody worships Avodah Zorah, Kedor Enosh, Tishem Shabbos, the Bernishom is Moichaloi. Afilu Ovar Avodah Zorah, Kedor Enosh. Right? So we know Shabbos is a kapora for Avodah Zorah. And we know that Komos HaMishkan, Chazal tell us, is a kapor for the Egel Azov. Right? But for sure, somebody would take a step back and say, what's more connected to the Egel? Is it the Mishkan? Or is it Shabbos? So you'd say, for sure, the Mishkan. The Mishkan was given to us, specifically kapor for the Chet Egel. Shabbos is Shabbos. Avada Shabbos has milus, and it's moicho, it's shokul keneged kol haterakula. But Shabbos wasn't given to us as a kapor for the chet ha'egel. The Mishkan was. So what's strange is that Chazal tells us, why does Moshe use the phrase eile? Because be'eile chotu, u'be'eile miskap Elohim. When we worship the Egel Azov, we said, eile Elohecho Yisrael. That was the phrase that was used by those that were involved in the Egel. Eile Elohecho Yisrael. So with Eile, we got a kapar. So now, let's take a step back. So this week's parasha, if it says Eile by Shabbos, Kol Shekein, it should say Eile by the Mishkan. The Mishkan is mamish for the Egel. But by the Mishkan, it says Zeh Adov Asher Tziva Hashem. What's going on? So this is a question that's also asked, but not in the way that I'm asking it to you, but just, why is there a contrast? Why is there a contrast between Shabbos and the Mishkan? I'm just being moisif, that if anything, the Mishkan should be written more Beloshim Kapara for the Egel Azov than Shabbos. There's a fascinating thing we find in this week's parasha about the Noshim. The Noshim, it seems there were two sets of women. as far as being involved. They, all these women that were involved in the weaving of the material for the Yerioth, for the Mishkan, they were all talented women. Chochmas Noshim B'plach, they were talented women. But it seems there were two groups of women. There was one group of talented women, and then there was the Spitz. In my days, the BJJ. BJJ was already a Briskel. Right? A Briskel. The Spitz. So you had Kol Isha Chachmas Lev. Also given Stam Seminary in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to make jokes now. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I'm just being Mohammed. V'chol Chachmas Lev B'yodeho Tovu. That's one level. And then, the next Pasuk Chavav, talks about the Spitz. The Spitz, this would be on the resume. V'chol Anoshim Aser Noso Libo Noisono B'chochmo. They had a higher level. It's interesting, the Torah emphasizes the Nosa Libon. Nosa Libon Aysona B'chachma Tovu Eso Izim. You hear? So Rashi comes and Rashi says, this is He Hoiso Umnas Yiseiro. This was special. Avada to weave any of the needleworks in the Mishkan, you had to be talented. Right? It wasn't Yeshiva Shemaisa. You know what I mean? It was you had to be talented. But this was an Umnes Yisera. This was weaving it on the goat. That's unbelievable. That's Lamala. And that was the Chochma Yisera. Sheme al gabi o izim o yutoivim. It's hard to even imagine such a thing. To be able to do something like that. Right? Imagine trying to give, you know, a fancy haircut to a goat. Make a square back, as Avi Mizogt. When I come to the barber, the first thing I say is, no square back. Regular. Tapered. They look at me like, were you from 1950? No, I just want a regular haircut. Normal. Right? So imagine trying to give a square back haircut to a goat while it's alive. Try to envision to do fine weavery while the material is still connected to the goat. It's almost hard to imagine. You know, when we had many goliaths till we made it here. We started my shul. Mamish came out 35 years ago. And then Esther Golius Golsa. We went from one Golus to another Golus. So one of the Golius we had was in Wien. Wien was a beautiful shul on 306. Wien is the feine Ingerische Oilam. They take a lot of pride in their shul. And they had a, Don, you probably remember that shul. They had a shul. And it was very nice, a nice shul. The yeshiva was running from there. They took us in. We were mamish on the street. They took us in. Came out, no rent. Rent was a joke. Anyway, I felt very bad because every day there was another hole. These chevra took care of the shul, mamish, like, and every day there was another hole. You know, guys played basketball in the building. There was never, I felt bad for the bachram too. There was no place to go. I mean, it was. Anyway, one day I'm in the middle of giving shir. There's a ma'aseh shoy. I'm in the middle of giving shir. To the first chever, Bari Center, Reb David Apter, Reb Yisrael Gottlieb, that first group. Your father wasn't even here yet then. I mean, he was here, but in Punkt then he wasn't here, in Wien. And I'm middle of, this is my sister, I'm middle of giving shir. Strange noises I hear on top as I'm giving shir. And all of a sudden, 2 feet come through the ceiling. Imagine, I'm middle of giving shir. One of the ninth graders, who was a big boy, was playing with somebody else in the attic, and he missed, you know, you have to walk on the 2x4s there. If you miss the 2x4, you hit the sheetrock. So 2 feet, This is the middle of Shia. I kept on giving Shia. I went like that, and I said, okay, let me get invited. I was giving Shia, and I was disordered then. I still remember what sugi it was. So, weaving on a yeshiva bacher's head, forget an A's. It's hard to imagine such a thing. So Rashi says this was like a chochma yaseira, and the pasuk says it praises these women on a whole new level. Chofei is isha chochma slave. She's a smart woman, chochma slave. Chavav, v'chola noshim asher nosa libo leisona b'chochma. These were, look, Rashi, this is an umnes yaseira, this is unbelievable. So I understand that it's unbelievable, right? But if I was shown a shidduch resume for one of my kids, and one of the attributes that this woman had, right, is that when she weaves it when it's still connected to the animal, I would tell my kid to stay far away from this woman. Stay very far away from this woman, because you're going to have a very chaotic life. She's going to try to do everything in the most complicated fashion. Now, how is she going to cook? I'll try to figure out her genius way of cooking. Now, I understand she could cook with the fire on top instead of the fire under the pot. I hear. but what? That's what I need. To start with. The sugar now. Shear the goat, take off the wool, and do it like a mensch. Guy says, I can walk on my hands. And talk, that's a kunz, by a chasani. You want to make the chasan kal happy, you walk on your hands. From Winselberg. Yeah? While you're spitting out fire. Beautiful. But if a guy says, so you know, I know how to walk on my hands, so nice, I decided that's what I do. See, Meshuggah now. It's not talented. You're nuts. You're Meshuggah. Because you know how to do such a complicated thing. It's good, I'm impressed. You could do it in the circus. The Mishkan is not a circus. Imagine if you could weave it while it's on the goat and it still come out half normal. Imagine what kind of job you could do if you cut it off the goat. So, I would tell this lady, if you're such an umnes yaseira, you're so amazing that you could even make a beautiful piece of material while it's connected to the goat. Guess what? I would assume you could make it even better when it's sheared off the goat, right? I would assume. Otherwise, I have no pshat at all in you. So do that. Epis de Sipornu Schwitz is that it could be that there was more luster. There was more luster. When something's connected to the animal, it has like more brightness. So epis, the material was, it was nicer. Very hard, difficult point. I mean, everybody schwitzes on this. The Rishonim, the Achronim. What was the reason for this? They don't ask the kasha the way I'm asking you the kasha that the chochma would have been not to do it that way. The kasha is asked them. What did these women want? What was the point of it? What was the point of it being connected? So the Sipurno says it could be it was brighter. It, you know, if you look at here, it's more here that's connected to a head has more luster. Right? Has more of the... It's a shverasi pornu. Number one, l'chayri, after you cut it off, whatever that luster was, it's going to go away. It stays that way. That's number one. Number two, whatever that shini of luster, which mistama guy like me and you wouldn't even know what that, the difference the way it looks, would be compromised tenfold by the fact that he did it while it was connected to the animal. The benefit of doing it off the animal, the chayr, would outweigh it many, many times over. It's hard to understand. Well, I'm telling you, because if it comes out of the Sipurnu, it's Torah. So I'm telling you, Sipurnu says such a thing. Many of the G'dayli Achroinim go with a different approach, that maybe they didn't want it to be Mekabel Tumah. They worried about Tumah when it's Mechubah to the Behemah. It's not Mekabel Tumah. So many of the G'dayli Achronim go with that approach in different ways to explain it. To Shailif, there was even Tumah then. There wasn't Tumah. After Matan Torah, the Chet HaEgel, this, that, the whole tumult. That's another approach. Andere sagen, they have a chap. There's an achroinische chap. The achroinische chap is, but also, again, all of the tirutzim are very difficult. Very, very difficult. I want to zero in on one of them, but one geshmaka teretz, which is, again, a chap, is that the halacha is that asiyas hamishkon is not doicha Shabbos. It's not doicha Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a mishkan on Shabbos, right? The building of the mishkan is not doicha Shabbos, right? Because it's a malacha. You can't do malacha Shabbos on Shabbos. So the achronim want to say a chap that if you would weave on the animal, that's a shinui. That's definitely a shinui. So you're not chayef for weaving. That's the biggest shinui possible. You weave it on the animal, that's the biggest shinui possible. And the mela, that was a way for these noshim chachomis to be mekayim the mitzvah even on Shabbos. They didn't make the shvus yet. They didn't make any siddur rabbanon yet. So they give an achap, a way for them to be able to, I'm not chap. But one of the most famous tirutzim is found in the Ritvaz. And the Ritvaz says that the woman was so enthralled to do this for the Mishkan that they couldn't wait for the whole process. Shechting the goat, skinning the goat, they just ran and they started weaving. And that's why it uses the lashon, nosa libon, their heart pulled them. Their heart pulled them. And they just ran. They couldn't wait. So in a sense, it was an expression of extreme zrizus. Not stam zrizus. Extreme zrizus. Zrizus at its best. And that's what they would do. That teretz by me was noisichein. Because it basically is saying that the kash is taka true. They could have done it off. Maybe it would have been even better off. Maybe the mazuchnishke can't einhal. They had the ability to do it. And they had such a hisrakshus. Nosam Libon. They had such a hisrakshus. But I'll tell you an unbelievable chiddush that Chazal teaches, that actually the izim was done, right? The ones that were tovu was the izim, that was done for the upper ureas, the highest ureas. And I'll pick Kabbalah, based on the Arizal, based on the Rashash, based on the Marsha, it's because the higher Yiriyah is represent Mamish, the highest level. It represents like the Kisya Kovet. The highest level is the... So this comes out that these women who were so enthralled to go and do, and they ran with such as Rizus, actually it paid off. Those were the highest level Yiriyas, the Yiriyas that reflect the Shemayim, the Shmei Shemayim, the Lamala Lamala. Lamala Lamala. The Mishkan itself represents the Oretz. The Yiriyas represents the low sky that we see. And the Yiriyas El Yoinim, that's Mamish. Lamala Lamala. This is what the Balei Machshove and the Balei Kabbalah say. So it seems that this paid off. I want to give you a contrast. What's the contrast? It's an unbelievable contrast in this week's parsha. Because on the other hand, we have the Nesiim. And by the Nesiim, it gives them a good frask. Takes out a yud out of their name. And what's the problem? Because the Nesiim waited. So in essence, if somebody would ask you in this week's parasha, was there a contrast in the Melechas HaMishkan between two groups? What was the biggest contrast? The biggest contrast was the Chol Isha Chachma Slei, Asher Noson Libam B'Chochma, and the Nesi'im. These were opposite ends of the spectrum. And the woman got elevated, literally and figuratively. They got elevated to the highest, and then the Nesi'im got a good patch. Rav Shach Zatzal said always they got such a patch, because it says that the Avnei Shoyim, they came with the clouds, they fell with the mon. And the Nesi'im without a yud could mean clouds. So we took away the Nesi'im's whole donation. The Nesi'im, maybe the clouds brought it. In other words, the Nesi'im got such a patch, which is a Chiddush Gadol. Because what the Nesi'im did, many Achronim say, was oiskatlan according to one sheet in Halacha. There's a big shayla in Halacha. If you have a choice to either be Zrizim or to do a Hiddur, what do you do better? Big shayla in the poiskim. Literally tens of shaylas and tshuvas were written on this shayla. Because obviously it's very negel Halacha. Sefer Hasidim talks about a guy, he could write a Sefer Torah right now. He has a Sefer that could do a Sefer Torah right now. Or he can, there's an unbelievable Sefer in Eretz Yisrael, the best of the best, the guy on top, but he's not available for 6 months. Sefer Hasidim says, get the guy now. Zrizim. Do it now. Don't wait. Some of the Achronim say no. If you have a Hiddur mitzvah, Kedai to postpone it. And there's riots from all over Shas to all the Shittas. Rosh Hashanah and Menachas and Zvachim. There's riots. I'm not going to start with riots. There's riots on all sides. And it's one of those things you have to be maimik and see chilukim. And I'm sure everyone remembers we had the Chacham Tzvi with the Radvaz, with the guy in prison. Remember the Shaila that ready to let him out for 1 minyan? What should he do? Should he wait? I'm not going to go now. It's not a halacha here now. But it's a huge in. It's a huge Indian. We could do this till Pesach if we want. It's a huge Indian. The Shaila is, what the Nesi'im did, wasn't so terrible. For Haraya, it could be some Shittas and Halacha would say it was the right thing. They figured, you know what? There's an Indian to be Goymer, to finish whatever's missing. We want to be that. Hakol Hoylech Achar HaGemar. They could find you many Mamorei Chazal to support their position. We're going to wait to do. We want to come in with a bang. We're going to wait and we're going to come in with a bang. Okay. So they were wrong. Let's say they were wrong. They were right. They were wrong. For that, they get mommy slashed. A good break the frask. You know what it is? A yud is taken out of your name in the Torah. That's a wham. So the woman get lifted up all the way to the top floor. Penthouse apartment, the top. The woman gets lifted to the top, the Nesi'im get mamish upgehacked in the garbage pail. Unbelievable. So what's going on here? So I'll tell you what you said, Choshev. The Achroinim HaMavayo are very important Yisoid, and this connects to Pesach, connects to one of the Yisoidis of Pesach. The Achronim discuss the fact that, in fact, the Mishkan is a kapara for the Chet of the Eagle. But the Mishkan was only needed for the highest level Chote Eagle. The highest level. What do I mean by that? There were two levels of Averis by the Eagle Azov. And this is found in the Rebina. It's found in Meir Harik, it's found in Shlomo Klugel. They all aim on the fact that in Sefer Nehemiah, when he recounts the Chet of the Egel Azov, he doesn't say it the way it says it in Parshas Kisisa. Nehemiah says like this, Vayetzu Ahom Vayoviu, and he goes through here. What was going on here? Recounting the Chet of the Egel Azov. Vayimonu l'shmoya, they didn't listen. Vayakshu orpom. Af ki osu lohem egel masecho, says Nehemiah. They made an egel. Listen to the words of Nehemiah. Vayoimru, and they said, Ze Elohecha. Not Eloh. Ze Elohecha asher helcha mimitzrayim. Pasuk in Nechemya. Pasuk in Nechemya says, not Eloh, ze. Says Rav Meir Arik and many of the Gedolei Achronim that there were two sets of worshippers of the Egel Azov. There was the lighter worshippers, the ones who didn't, like the Kuzri explains in many of the Gedolei Rishonim, that they didn't really embrace the Egel as a god. They attributed that it has some koiches. They were looking for a replacement of Moshe. They were mishtatif some koyach to the eagle. Those people didn't say zeh. On Hashem, they said zeh keli, by the Yamsuf. They didn't say that to the eagle. They didn't have the chutzpah to say, this is my God. They said, this is a part of the team. The eagle is part of the team. It's on the executive board. Eile Elohecha. That's one level. But then, in the Nechemya describes those that were mamish went down to the Diyuta Tachtoina. He says there were people on the bottom who said, Ze Elohecha Shehocha Mimitzrayim. They were on the bottom. Zokt Rav Meir Arik. Somebody who never embraced the Egel as a true God. He just needed to be mechazik his emun in Hashem, that there's no shutzim, there's nobody, it's just Hashem. That was the chet of the Dor Enosh. The Rambam says that the Dor Enosh, they started attributing koiches to Hashem created, they agreed Hashem created the stars and the moon and the sun, and he started giving them koiches. That was the Dor Enosh. Shabbos, we have Shabbos once a week to unify us, to make us really, really understand it's Hashem only. It's only Hashem. Klal Yisrael have that special connection. And that's Shabbos. We have Mamish. Achdu Soyav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say Chazal, that if somebody worshipped Avodah Zorah, Kedor Enosh, that means he needs Chizik in his understanding that Hashem is one and only, so for that, Shabbos is enough. Memeila, by Shabbos it says, Eile. Shabbos is enough to be mechaper for those that were just on the bechina of Eile. Those, by the Egel Azov, who didn't go all the way down to Zeh, for them, Shabbos was able to be mechaper. But those that said Zeh, they needed the Mishkan. That's why the Mishkan says Zeh, though. The Mishkan was for the people on the bottom. The people on the bottom, they mamish needed zeh. They needed the. Hazoi zokt Rav Meir Arik, the Rebina, Rav Shlomo Kluge, each one in a different way, but they're all going to the same place. This is how they understand it. This is how they understand the. Rabbi, I think that there's another lesson, important lesson. And that is that since the Mishkan and Shabbos were here to strengthen us after the Chet of the Egel, right? To re-strengthen Klal Yisrael. We had to go back and do it with at least the same enthusiasm of the Egel. Like the Chovas HaLevavos says, a person has to know at least to worship Hashem, Kemoisha Oivid, Lavidus Yitzroy, Kemoisha Oividus Yitzroy. Worship, at least serve Hashem the way you serve Yitzroy. Rabbi Stefanski was asking me about different, you know, weight loss concepts. I told him I really cut out, the main thing I cut out was ice cream. I definitely didn't do any more exercise the last year, because I always do exercise. And I can't increase my exercise. I'm at my peak of exercise. but ice cream. And I never cut ice cream out for weight issues. There were different reasons I cut out ice cream, but one of the reasons I cut out ice cream is it was taking up too much real estate in my head. What's with this ice cream? It's halfway to Zohar. I didn't like to be so meshubit to my ice cream. Put ice cream in my coffee, I put ice cream in my ice cream. I had a bucket of ice cream in the room. Boom, boom. This ice cream went into everything. Do I dump in there's that many rashbas on the kivegels? So I took a pause on ice cream. I still, Baruch Hashem, cannot have no ice cream. But I'm there, it's Yisrael here, but ice cream is off my, it's not on my main menu anymore. Yeah. But I told him I did it for one reason. It's taking up too much mokum in my head here, this ice cream. It's too much, it's too much. Has to be that nothing is overpowering your ruchnias. The Chovas HaLavavah says, look at your Yetzirah, look at the way you follow your Yetzirah, look at the enthusiasm, look at the geshmakait, right? If somebody gave you an unbelievable geshmak idea, Matzah Shabbos, right? Geshmak azach, to do Matzah Shabbos. Your biggest Yetzirah, Matzah Shabbos. Will somebody say, I can't do it, Matzah Shabbos is my one break. It's my breather. I'm not talking to you, don't worry. It's my breather. I am. I'm just joking. It's my breather. I need my breather. What a minute. It's a geschmack. It's a geschmack. So that's the way we have to serve Hashem. We have to serve Hashem with that same enthusiasm. I need a breather from Reb Kivego. I need a breather from a Rashba. And if we're not holding them, it means we have what to work on. It means we're not there yet. As good as people steig, you're not there yet. Chayiv lavid es yitzloy l'chol apachas k'moy shoyvid es yitzloy. Memel, if you want a kapor for the chet egel azov, we have to go back and see how we did the egel. And in that same vigor, we got to fix it in a positive. Over there, we all gathered together. Vayikalu al Aaron. We gathered on Aaron. Aaron saw this whole, they're going to kill him. They killed Chur. Right? It wasn't like a poorly attended gathering. You know? Like you try to make a Thursday night cheer in the shul. I'm sure we could get 20 guys. Let's see if we could do it. Send out 100 emails. I'm sure we could get 20 guys. This wasn't poorly attended. This was an explosion by the Egel Azov. Vayikalu, the Gan said that everybody gathered. This was Mamish Kivaldik. So Moshe told him, Rabbeisai, you want a kapora for the Egel? You got to have the same Vayakel. The same enthusiasm. The same geshmak. Can't be, a couple of chevril, 20 chevril will come. And Cheskiel started a campaign, online campaign. Please, Chevra, please, I'm pleading, I'm begging, please, but name. Has to be Vayikalu. Vayikalu. That's the way to fix it. So Mamelu, we understand. If you think about the Egel Azov, you think about the disaster of the Egel Azov, there's no generation that's not still suffering from the Chet Egel Azov. A rocket that comes in from Gaza, chelik of the Egel Azov. Ufokadati. Every generation. But if you think about it, if they would have just slept a little bit, if they would say, you know, Moshe's not here, let's make a kol koira, let's spend a couple days davening for Moshe Rabbeinu, let's say Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, let's say couple kapitel chilim, would have never happened, the Egel. But the Egel was instant reaction, no delay. The catastrophe of the Egel happened because we couldn't wait. We have to do it now. That's why the Zrizus that we had by the Egel is what caused the tremendous devastation. That's why the way to fix it is Vaitu with Zrizus. That's how you fix it. And that's why those women who nishki can't einhalten. They can't hold in. They're running. They're hopping it on the goat. That's the biggest machapel. They brought in the element that was needed, the ingredient that was needed to make a total reversal of what occurred by the Egel Azov. That's why we raised them up. These women, they got it. Says the Pasuk, all these women, that they were on the level. That's the insight. Mashen came, the next Pasuk. Now you see him. We're building a Mishkan. We're building something to be mechapa for the Egel. Using your zrizus, the way you're doing it, they never would. If the Klaiso would have done the Egel the way you're doing this, that would never happen. So now the Kapara can't be that way. The Kapara can't be that way. The Kapara got to be. That's why Nesim get mamish tanked. That's the Yisoid Advoim. Okay, it's late, so we'll stop here. I'll go to Shabbos.
My new bathing suit, I'm ready to go.